Now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Everett after a couple games from this past week. And Coach, we'll start off with your guys' 62-34 win at Washington County. You told me that there was some good, some bad from this game for you guys, and Washington County, they were without one of their best players. So your overall thoughts on this one?
Well, I thought, you know, our girls, at times we looked really good. I'll give Washington County credit. They were just physical, trying to just kind of, I don't know about beat us up, but just trying to maybe set a tone that we're going to be physical. We don't have our best player in Jesse Hoover, and we're going to do whatever we can to try to stay in this game. And I thought their girls did that early on, and then we kind of finally kind of flipped the switch and understood, hey, you know, we got to play this game no matter who's out on the court for them. And you know, I thought we put a good third quarter together, outscoring them 20-7. So that was a big factor. I thought we come out of the locker room a little better to start the second half.
And then against Lynn, final score 58-43. That was from Monday night. And you tell me they have some really good young girls there at Lynn.
Yeah, they're freshman girls that I thought really went at us. Got some speed, some quickness, not afraid to take the ball to the basket. So, you know, future definitely bright for them. But I thought our girls, you know, we played a good first quarter. Just a matter of just playing good defense. And we kind of did a little different thing, maybe to start the second half to kind of get them off balance and, you know, just kind of held them at bay. But, you know, they were definitely scrappy. And, you know, anytime you get a win in our league, whether you're one of the better teams or not, it's important to get those wins.
So you guys secure the one seed at the Rock Hills Sub-State, and you'll be taking on the winner of Rock Hills and Washington County. Of course, you're familiar with the Tigers, just got done playing them. And as for Rock Hills, this is their home tournament. If you guys are, if they win that game, you'd play them on Friday, March 1st at 6 o'clock. So what are some things that's going to have to go right for your team to be able to get through this bracket and get back to state?
Well, I think, you know, we got to take care of what we can control and what we do. Obviously understand what other teams are trying to do, offensively, defensively, but it's more about us executing the things that we need to execute. And if we can do that, you know, I like our chances. We virtually have every girl back, from last year, basically the same sub-state. So, you know, we just got to take care of our business, and do our things, and hopefully it'll all work out for the best.
You know, take care of business. But at the same time, is there ever a point to where you're like, okay, do we realistically have to start preparing for somebody on the bottom half of the bracket? Should you be able to get to the championship? Like, okay, here we go. We got Osborne there at the two. What have they done this season? Not necessarily looking at film, but maybe looking at the schedule. Is there some teams that they played that we have played or anything to that degree?
Oh, definitely. You know, anything, you know, like common opponent or things that maybe you've seen if you played them in the past, which we did. We played Osborne last year in the finals, the sub-state. So we kind of have an idea of what they have and what they do. They have a new coach. So I'm sure there's some different things. But, you know, personnel, we know their personnel pretty well. And obviously we know Clifton Clyde, if they're the one that win that game against Rock Hill or Lakeside Downs. So, you know, we're familiar with our sub-state. There again, I think it's just a matter of what we do, prepare for them, but understand we got to do what we need to do.
Absolutely. Taking care of business one game at a time. And again, the journey for Frankfort to get back to state will begin on Friday, March 1st at 6 o'clock between either Rock Hills or Washington County. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
All right. Thank you.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Everett here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.